The following is Prabhupada's final morning walk in Melbourne, Australia, in the Botanical Gardens on May 23rd, 1975.
When he filled with fruits and flowers, then he would have invited many nice birds, but they do not know that. That thing, the beauty of the garden should have been more beautiful, but they cannot invite. There is no fruits, no flowers.
Prabhupada, all the devotees on the walk this morning, they are the book distributors.
Eh?
They are the Australian book distributors.
Ah.
All the devotees on the walk this morning.
It is a fact that they do not grow fruit trees because people will eat and will not what? Is that the policy? Somebody told me then that if there is enough fruit, then people will eat and they will not what?
The fruit business would go down also.
Huh?
The fruit stands would not be able to sell much.
Just see. Bad policy.
They will pay them not to grow to keep the price high.
Kill animals. This one. And it's not growing natural food. They'll kill animals. Purposefully sinful life.
But they still have to grow food for the animals. They're growing the food, but they give it to the animals.
Fruit?
No, the food. They grow food for the animals, and they kill the animals.
They can grow food both for the animals and for human beings. In this case, they are simply growing food for the animals and killing them. Karmadde jivahati lobhamaya sujimati. You've seen this before taking prasadam. Junk is the greatest enemy and greedy. Dharmadde jivahati lobhamaya sujimati. For the satisfaction of the junk, they are risking their own life and committing sinful life to suffer later on. Therefore, the third class man's first duty is to summon, controlling the mind. If one can control the mind, that if I can live with grains, food and milk, why should I kill them? This is controlling the mind. They cannot control even these the small things. Leave and let leave. This policy we do not follow. Leave and kill us. Leave at the cost of us.
The weaker are the subsistence of the strong. So therefore, as human beings, they feel justified.
But what is the human concept? The tiger cannot understand this. He kill the lower animals. But you are not animal. You are man. You should have this discrimination. The deep pain can give otherwise very nicely. Personal gift. That is human.
Also, is it about eating vegetables, killing a living entity also?
No, it is not killing. If you take food, where is the killing? The tree is dead. If you take food gas, the food gas after being produced, the tree dies automatically.
We just harvest it after it dies.
In New Zealand, we have a situation where the main industry is killing animals, the biggest industry, yet there is so much rain, so much nice atmosphere over there. Why is this? Why is there such a nice atmosphere, but they are killing so many cows? Is that they are innocent and they do not know, and so Krishna is not punishing them so much?
Yes, they will be punished. Many motor accidents. There will be war and wholesale punishment. Then killing, being killed within the womb of the mother, they've been punished. Nowadays these things have been introduced. Now this child which is being killed by the mother, they are all these sinful men. They cannot come out, even out of the womb. They are dead people. Nature's law is very strict.
Suffering very greatly in his life, have so many mental disorders or physical disorders, they put them in institutions so that no one can see them.
No one can see them, that means they are not suffering. Yes. How foolish.
This morning we have seen already a reaction coming about against the killing of unborn children. Mm. There is one big poster that has been put up by a protest group which says, "The Queen Victoria Hospital kills unborn babies. Protest now," like this. So there is, I think it's the Right to Life movement in Victoria here that is fighting against this abortion activity.
They are so sinful that they are unable to carry out. If there is a third parent, if you advise him, please do not kill. Be gentleman. Believe it or snake. Snake will kill unnecessarily. Bite and kill. Sattva krura khalak krura. Sattvaap krutara khalak. There are two NGS, living entities. One is the serpent and other is the envious man. So the envious man is more dangerous than the serpent. Why? Now the serpent can be charmed by drugs and by mantra, but this man cannot be charmed. So this advice is not that. That's so generous than it's happened.
How then can we advise them, Srila Prabhupada, if they are like serpents? How can we?
You can advise only chant Hare Krishna, then everything is all right. This one medicine. You can simply make prayer how they will chant and take prasad. Then everything is all right. This simple medicine. Bring them, please come here, chant, dance and take prasad. They will be all good men. This one. Otherwise, if you give them good advice, they will not be able to carry. They are so sinful. Their treatment is only, treatment is this Krishna consciousness moment, somehow or other, bring them together, let them chant, let them dance, and take prasad. They will all. Hello, Nastiva, 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 Gaziran. There is no other means to rectify it. We are opening centers, different parts of the world, just to give them chance. Please come here, take prasadam, chant, dance, enjoy. But that transcendental enjoyment will make them correct. We are the best friends of the human being. Kevalam, kalonasi, nasi, nasi, pradiran. Anasa means otherwise. There is no means to rectify these rascals.
There are so many altruistic movements. There are so many altruistic movements, but actually there is no thesis.
Not a thesis. Because the government is spending to stop drug habit, millions of dollars, millions, but as soon as they come to us, we need it. But still the rascal will not pay the money to us. They are doing so much benefit, but they will not pay. If you ask them money, no, our money is not for religious purpose, for science. Our money is for science. Science means how scientifically you can kill cows. This is science. How scientifically you can become less than cats and dogs. This is their science. The cats and dogs also, they do not kill their children. But their scientific advice, the doctor advises, kill it.
The Western world of Christians, and they say
the hell
has no soul.
Of course, not Christian or Western. This is the disease of the whole world. It is not that only the Westerners are accused, not the others. No, it is, we don't say that. Everyone is. This is the influence of this policy.
That's the killing, that the animal has no soul.
Let's see how fool they are. Therefore, we simply say these are rascals. They are not even the common sense of an uneducated man. And that's scientist. Why there is no soul? What is the proof? What is their argument? Why they say there is no soul? What is the argument?
Someone
accepts Jesus Christ, one has no soul. Jesus Christ said that the animal has no soul? Has he said that? Are you dead? Man, nobody can say it like that. It's not such a fool. You cannot say that.
Like the priest said the other day, Srila Prabhupada, he said that the human being has a spirit soul, but the animal just has a soul.
The same thing. Everyone is sinful, but you are pure sinful. Pure sinful.
Actually, most sinful activity appears to be promoted by the government for economic development. They have big state lotteries, and they're planning to spend $6 million developing a greyhound racing pair here in Australia.
It's a nice place to walk.
Yeah.
Why on the ups and downs?
Bad tour guide.
Huh?
You have a bad tour guide.
Speaking before about controlling the tongue is very important.
Mm.
And in your lectures you have said simply by eating prasadam, this is controlling the tongue.
Mm.
But still, we have a tendency when there's big feasts to eat very much prasadam. Is this a good thing or...?
It is not very good, but it is still good. And instead of going to the restaurant, and eat like the hogs and dogs, better take more prasad. There is no harm. Krishna Bharata, Vahan Kurivari Jivahaja. Krishna is so kind just to conquer over our tongue. He has given us nice variety of prasad. Take it and control your tongue. Don't come very near.
The Prabhupada, he was telling this government man the other day not to kill the cows, but to wait till they die. But they have a law that if the cow dies naturally, then it cannot be eaten.
That means they must come and see.
Yes.
The government.
I think your idea is
that the argument is fallacious. Kill means it dies. Now you can eat. They say they're injuries. Kill means it dies.
They say that if it dies naturally, it is due to some disease, so there may be some harm in eating so much meat.
So that means nobody will die. The law is to die, a disease. Disease or no disease. Everyone should die.
But if we kill the cow while it is healthy, then it is very good to eat the meat.
But the argument is it dies. As soon as you kill, it is dead. As soon as you take the fish out of the water, it dies. So how you can say that dead animal is not good? It is dead. Our argument said. Huh? If dead animal is not good, but you make him dead, then you eat. Where is the argument? The dead animal is bad. You are eating dead. That means they are not even common sense. That is the rascal. Rascal means one who has no common sense.
I would say then, why don't you let the vegetables grow naturally before you eat the vegetables?
Vegetables, we are not talking of vegetables, we are talking of animals. Why don't you kill your father? Old father, useless, killing and eat.
They're not very much concerned about their parents anymore either. They put them in institutions also when they get too old.
No, time will come. They'll kill their father. Now they're killing their children. Now they'll kill their father. As soon as the whole world will become communist, they'll kill the old father. The Africans, they do. Africans kill their grandfather, and it is a festival. Yes. They throw the grandfather on the roof of the cottage, and it is rolling down, it falls down. Twice, it dies. That becomes a great festival of the grandsons. The eating grandfather. Glorious.
Hey, huh?
And you do not know, they like to eat white men. Yes. They kidnap or capture someone as one white man, and they eat it very nice.
They say that the grandfather is very learned, so they eat his brain so they can get his knowledge.
Oh, they say like that?
Oh.
He eats the experience.
Saying about how in the corner they one eats the cow, they say, because it is sattvic.
Yes.
So the spiritual master is even more sattvic.
So eat the spiritual mother.
So the Prabhupada, are these cannibalistic tribes, Amazons or whatever, are they classed as subhuman?
Hmm?
Are they in the subhuman class? Or are they
uncivilized? They're human.
So do they...
Human being comes to perfection when he is Krishna conscious. So gradually, they would have to come. Just like the bud of rose flower, when it is bud, it is not so useful. When it fructifies, becomes a blossom rose, then it is useful. Similarly, human being, in other stages of life, they are like buds. When they come to Krishna consciousness, then they are blossom flower.
But if they're committing so many simple activities, murdering their father and like this, and how will they get to that stage of being able to approach Krishna consciousness?
No, it will be checked. It will be checked. It's like if there is some worm in the bud, then the growing will be checked.
Are the lower human species responsible for simple activities?
Oh, yes. As soon as God is human being, he is responsible. It's like your state laws. Suppose an aborigine comes and does something criminal, will he be excused? Animal may be excused, but a man will not be excused.
They mightn't excuse him, but they mightn't treat him as harshly as they would treat somebody in knowledge. It's the same with the activities that these people perform.
Is that?
said he wouldn't be treated as bad because an aborigine is not considered.
He hasn't got the knowledge. He's
not excluded by the law.
He'll be treated leniently.
Would he be treated more leniently than someone that has knowledge?
I do not know that. But the ignorant is not excused.
Well, that example, Peter Balfour, he said that the kids in India are being punished more because they have knowledge, they have evaded.
On an earlier walk, you were saying there are three kinds of Vedic evidence, Shruti, Itihasa, and Anuman, was it? I didn't understand what Anuman was.
Hypothesis. Hypothesis. That's why you said I was explaining. But as soon as there is a machine, there is an offer. There is a hypothesis.
Hmm.
You cannot expect machine going on without effort. Similarly, this material nature is a machine and the operator is God. This is a hypothesis. Even though we do not see God, we can make this suggestion. That is human reason, logic. If any ordinary calibrated machine, this is a machine. But the requires operator. He is pushing this button, then it is working. Not automatically working. Any machine. So how this big machine is operating without any operator? What is this nonsense? They say there is no God. Nature, nature. What is the nature? Nature is a machine. This body is machine, and the operator is the soul, and the guide is the super soul. As soon as the soul and go there, and then the machine does not work. This is common sense. But they have no common sense, therefore they are skeptics. So called scientists and others, they have no common sense.
So who is the great rascal? The material scientist?
Yes, everyone who, that is the statement, Mura. Namanam Vishkitanam Mura, Purpatante Narayana. These class of men, they do not recognize God. Who? Because they are sinful, rascals, waste of the mankind. Such people do not recognize. And that education means false education. Real education is taken out by Maya. Real education means to understand God. Vedishta sadbhai aham eva. If one does not understand what is God, his education is useless. It has no meaning.
What is that education?
Will that education save him from death? Then what is the value of this education? Your real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Can this material education stop it? Is the scientist able to stop one's old age? And does any man wants to become old? No, nobody wants. Everyone wants to keep himself youthful. But can this hand stop this? That he will not become old? He must become. Then what is the education value? You cannot solve your problem. So what is the meaning of education? Education knowledge means you have solved your problem. We are trying to do that, temporary problem. But ultimate problem they cannot solve. Therefore, the value of this education is useless. So my vehicles. It is simply levering after something. That's all.
They say that the value of their education is that very soon they will be able to overcome birth, death, disease, and old age. They almost have the solution. They are free from people's bodies.
And therefore, the younger generations are not interested in education. They see that after all the life is better, even after education.
The leaders appear to have adopted a stopgap policy. They appear to have adopted a stopgap policy so that they can keep the people in ignorance and fool them that they are doing some good when actually they are not, so that they can maintain their position as leader.
But you're not commanding. They're thinking by material adjustment they will be happy. That is not possible. But they're so fools. They do not think over it. That where is the solution? You have given me the chance to live in a skyscraper building, but is that solution of the problem? They have no brain to ask this. Does it mean that if you live in a skyscraper building, there will be no death, no disease, no old age? Then where is the solution? But the real problem is going on. Everyone is trying to save himself from disease, from old age, from death. Why do they go to the physician as soon as there is some disease? Time and other. They are attempting to save from the death, but ultimately they are dying. They have no brain to think of it. Why do they go to the physician as soon as one is diseased? Huh? Why do they go?
They want to be well.
Yes, well means they want to save themselves from death. That means they want not to die, but death is it. So that is the solution of the problem. But they have no brain to think. So what these rascals will do? My problem is there. It is not solved. And still they accept. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said, Sabiri Varaha Ustakkarai Samasuta Purusha Pasu. They are eulogized, they are praised, glorified by another animal. He is an animal, big animal, and a small animal says, oh, you are our leader. The big animal is praised by the small animal. Both of them are animals. None of them are human beings. So this is going on. A big animal blessing that I have done so much for you, give me both. That's all. And the small animal thinks, yes, he has done so much, give me both. This is it. Anlaha Thandi, everything is discussed in this one. Where one blind man is leading other blind. What is the use? If I am blind man, if I say, come behind me, I shall take you. Said Kilda. And as soon as they go in the road, you are Kilda.
They say death, there is death, then finish. They say there is death. And then finish.
You'll be finished, then why you are attempting so much? Sit down. Why you are making advancements of civilization?
For their children, by
the way. If you advance in civilization and do not advance in civilization, that. That is sure. Then why you labor so much? Huh? The animals, they do not live us, right? They live peacefully on the condition of the nature. So why do you live us so much? If the result is the same, the animal will die and you will die. Then why you are laboring so much for nothing? That means you have no common sense. Therefore they are rascals. That is discussed in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said to Arjuna, if you think there was no life before this body, and if you think that there is no life after this body, then why you are anxious for the body of your brothers and sisters? So, all these philosophies have been discussed in Bhagavad Gita. After all, the conclusion is that they are all rascals. Yes. We have to take them as rascals. After this, everything is finished, that your child knows that why you are making so permanent building, piling dogs, very strong building. You are not strong enough to live there. So why you are making strong building? The building will stay and will die. So what is the use of making a strong building? Let the building also go with you. Why do you labor so much? Is it not? You are making strong building, but you are not strong enough to live there. Then why are you laboring so much? What is the answer?
The excuse is that they are leaving something for the next generation, for their children.
But they will also not leave.
They think they will be recognized by their works.
Huh?
That will be recognized by the...
That means assets. The assets, see, yes. I will be recognized by my work. It takes so much load. Although, nothing, not a grain of the load belongs to him. But he takes the load. Unnecessary. This is their difference. He will not leave, his son will not leave, his grandson will not leave, but he is making permanent business.
But when we're living, we can enjoy.
Huh?
We can enjoy when we're living.
Yes, that's in there. Pramatta, they're called madmen. Pramatta, pasthana pina pasthati. They know it. Certainly, everyone of us will die. But seeing also, they do not see. That is mad. Pramatta pasannapi napasati. That the animal is saying that one animal is being killed, next time is mine, but he's still eating grass. He has no anxiety. This is called pramatta pasannapi napasati. This is the animal life. That even though fact is there, they close their eyes. This is animal life.
But even if there is a life after death, I don't know what it's going to be like, so why should I worry about it now? Now I have a... Even if there is a life after death, I don't know what it's...
If you are a man, you should be worried. Because you are not human being. Next life, you are going to be cat. You should be worried.
But the cats and the dogs, they are also happy?
If you want to become cat and dog and happy, you will. Don't worry. That's all. But we are worried. Why should I become cat and dog? We shall go back to home, live with Krishna. That is our ambition. Your ambition is to become cat and dog, is it?
They are happy with that.
That's all right. We can't help it, but we are not.
When you talk,
what is the idea?
They wanted to grow straight up. It looks like it started to go sideways.
Ah. Man being who knows things, that I explain this thing, that by nature's losses have come to this human body. Now what is next problem? That is human. And even still a human cats and dogs, but they are no inquiry. Then what is the use of getting this human body?
Why then, Srila Prabhupada, is a person given a human body then, if they...
He can consider so many things. Why I'm dying? I do not want to die. Why there are so many miserable conditions? We are covering because there is miserable condition. It's winter. I don't want to suffer from cold. Therefore I'm covered. So this is struggle for existence. The human being can't understand why there is struggle, why not I am happy, better. This question must be there. Otherwise, it's cat and dog. The dogs do not inquire all these things. So if you have no such power to inquire and understand, then you are no better than dog. And if you are happy to remain cat and dog, that is your business. But a real human being will never be happy. That is human. Everyone is trying to improve his material condition. Therefore the motor car is going here and here and here. Why they are trying? Let them remain satisfied in any condition. The modern economic law is that create new necessities of life. That is the way of Western civilization. They are creating motor cars every year and the bank is prepared to give you loan so that you may work day and night. Take loan from the bank and purchase a motor car and you pay in by good. So that machine will go. This is the policy, economic policy. Is it not?
Yeah.
Keep them working. Busy. But what is the purpose of this working? Now, and that is that everything is finished. And everything will be finished for that working. Just see the knowledge. Huh? Everything will be finished. And for this purpose I have to work so hard.
They think that you might as well enjoy it while you can.
Yes, keep working hard like ass is enjoyment. Let them enjoy. Let this rascal enjoyment.
So many humans, Srila Prabhupada, they do not use their propensity to ask the questions. They simply live like animals.
Because they're animals. They're educated like animals.
So it is the fault of the education?
Yes. It's the responsibility of the government, guardians, father. They do not give them proper education. Therefore, Bhagavad says, if you cannot give proper education to your children, then don't marry, don't become father. That is contraceptive. If you are unable to give, what is that? Pita na sastha, janani na sastha. Namo chayaja samupeta mrityum. Samupeta mrityum. This body means you have accepted death. This body means material body. So one should not become a father if he cannot stop the death of his son. That is the basic meaning. Don't become a father. Don't become a mother. If you cannot tend your children, so that he may be saved from this impending death. That is it. So who is doing that? They have that pleasure of his. After that, everything is said, I will be finished, my child will be finished, my son.
Prabhupada, they can teach these people how to educate the youngsters. Is this right?
Yeah,
books.
The verse that you have put in the front of the first volume of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's work, I'm a Bhagavatam. If the Bhagavatam can give light in that people of ignorance.
Hello, Rastavishas, what is the problem of life? The lostness.
Say, when you talk to them of going to the spiritual world, they say they would believe if there was someone present that has come back to tell them of the spiritual world.
But otherwise, how do you believe that someone has come? Next question is, how will we live? I present them.
They don't believe.
then what is use of bringing that man?
You tell them that you have come. I'm not
accepting. No, I have come and that I shall think of. But let me know, how will we live? Suppose if I say I have come, come spiritual. Will you believe?
That's what I'm saying. No, they don't.
That for the method of healing, I must know. Then I present the man. What is the method of healing? Otherwise, I can say, I come from spiritual world. Believe me. Will you believe? Really? My disciple, but will he believe? Then let me know, first of all, how he will believe. Then, according to his belief, I shall bring man.
By seeing some miracles,
someone with three heads possibly. They would believe that someone with three heads came possibly.
Sometimes a child is born with three heads. Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita,
to this day. Idam tena atapaskaya. Those who have no life of penance and austerity, don't talk it. Easily you will waste your time. You know that there is life in the Bhagavad Gita, a teacher. You don't pay now a tapaskaya. Mantra, obituary, persons who are envious of me and those who are not undergone austerity and penance, don't talk with them. But we take the risk. We go even to these rascals. Because for Krishna's sake, never mind, it will take some time. Let me try this rascal. And therefore the easiest process is that every rascal will agree to tell nice food and dance. So induce them to come to us, dance and take nice food. Let them come on this ground.
Yes.
And by hearing Hare Krishna, really. Yes. Alright. This is the point. Yeah. So for argument, logic, philosophy is concerned, they are, because they are animals. They cannot understand.
It's just like when someone has jaundice and he sees everything as yellow and you cannot convince him that something is white.
That is it.
Must come
so therefore the treatment is some or other induce them to come and chant and dance with us and take this. This program should be accelerated.
Spiritual life starts with the tongue.
Yes. Jaman Mukhiri Jivhadu.
Like Srila Prabhupada, the solicitor there last night, when I first made contact with him, he took 2 days to think about it, whether he would act for us or not. And now through association, he's becoming more purified, stopped eating meat, stopped smoking cigarettes, and now he likes us very much.
He's been purified himself.
Yes.
So we have to take a little patience. That is preaching one. Don't be impatient. Let us do our duty on behalf of Krishna. Even the result is not very appreciable. It's still real. This is preaching. They say, Nityananda Prabhu, he was asked by Divine Mother. Still, it depends. Now these two boys must be delivered. This is the example. Never mind, they have injured me. Still, I shall deliver. And he did it. Very compassionate. So, our teaching determination should be like that. Not that we are failure in some cases and therefore give it up. No. This is our business. We must go on doing this. Failure or success, it doesn't matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to preach. He never said, if you are failure, don't preach. Never said. Jare dakho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesha. Whomever you meet, is just giving the instruction of Krishna. He never says that if somebody does not hear you, don't do it. No. Krishna said that don't talk with the fools and rascals and those who are not undergone some penance. Krishna said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind. He said to everyone, see,
we're following where Chaitanya
is. It's like I came to some country with no hope. I knew that my Baba Bhun Maharaj can eat there and Goswami was there. So many Swamis and Yogis came here, nobody could try. So I came here just with the purpose, let me try. But I was not hopeful at all. But Krishna is there, it is now. Success.
Great success.
And therefore, let us try. And success, no success, depends on Krishna.
Already I have noticed the difference with the new temple which has opened in Melbourne. The group of adults that are coming around to become interested now because we have a permanent place here.
Very nice.
Yes, sir.